Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you just gotta go.
You will never know what you can ever be if you never try. You will never see Satan Africa. We ain't never leave. So it wasn't no slave, and I hate to read. Want no slave ship, want no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
We ain't get exploited. White man ain't fear it, so he did not destroy it. We ain't work for free, see they had to employ it. Built it up together, so we equally appointed. First 400 years, see we actually enjoyed it. Constitution written by W.E.B. Du Bois. When no reconstruction, civil war got avoided. Little black Sambo grows up to be a lawyer. Extra, extra, on the newsstand. Black woman voted head of Ku Klux Klan. Malcolm Little dies as an old man. Martin Luther King read the eulogy for Ham. Followed by Bill O'Reilly, who read from the Koran. President Bush sends condolences from Iran. Where Fox News reports live that Ahmadinejad wins the Mandela Peace Prize.
You will never know what you can ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Satan Africa, we ain't never leave. So it wasn't no slave, and I hate to read. Want no slave ship, or no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
And it ain't no project. Keeping it real's not an understood concept. Yeah, complexion's not a contest. Cause racism has no context. Hip hop ain't got a section called conscious. Everybody rapping like crack never happened. Crips never occurred, no blood to attack then. Matter of fact, no hood to attack in. Somalia's a great place to relax in. Fred Astaire was the first to do a backspin. The Rat Pack was a cool group of black men that inspired five white guys called the Jackson. Eminem fitted in, but then again, he inspired a black rapper trying to mimic him. And that's really rose up out of Michigan. A sign of white rapper by the name of 50 Cent.
You will never know what you can ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Satan Africa, we ain't never leave. So it wasn't no slave, and I hate to read. Want no slave ship, want no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
And I know this just a fantasy. I cordially invite you to ask, why can't it be? Now we can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the future that we have. We can make it fast, or we can make it last. Every woman queen and every man a king. And when those color lines come, we can't see between. We just close our eyes till it's all black, everything.
You will never know what you can ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Satan Africa, we ain't never leave. So it wasn't no slave, and I hate to read. Want no slave ship, want no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
Week schedule, very weak schedule. You know what I'm saying? Though, but you know, I can't really.
Okay, I can definitely dig that, brother. I can definitely dig that. You know what I'm saying? My thing would be Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't think that Ohio State deserves to be in there at all. you lose to Virginia Tech. And not only do you lose to Virginia Tech, you lose to Virginia Tech at home. And you lose in a disgusting manner. I don't want to hear anything about your quarterback or what was going on. The same Virginia Tech that got blown out by Eastern Carolina by, like, wasn't it like a 30-point deficit at one time?
Yeah, what?
I mean, you can't get into the college football playoffs. I think it comes down to one thing. It's about big name ratings, ticket sales, and money. They feel like they were going to lose out on a lot of money during bowl season this year because they didn't have any marquee bowls, because really the only teams that matters are the teams that are in the college football playoffs. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, I think it was all about big names, you know what I'm saying, Urban Meyer versus Nick Saban, you know what I mean, Oregon versus Ohio State, I mean, Oregon versus Florida State, Jameis Winston versus Marcus Mariota. It's all about promotion. What do you think? I can definitely agree with that, brother. No lie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all about names. It's all about promotion. You know what I'm saying? It's not about who's really a good team. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that disturbs me the most. How do you feel about the selection committee and how they went about, you know what I'm saying, choosing these teams?
I think they more had a business state in mind. They didn't have the best football teams in mind. That's why I personally feel like if you're going to continue doing this, what you're doing right now, then you're going to have to go ahead and add more teams. You got to be a 16-team field, man. 8 to 16 teams have to be in here. If it works in college basketball, I feel like it would work in college football. If it works in the NFL for the playoffs, then it definitely, you know what I'm saying, will work, you know what I'm saying, in college football.
Okay, I can definitely dig that. I can definitely dig that. Folks, it seems like, you know what I'm saying, it seems like we're experiencing some technical difficulties tonight, but it's okay, you know what I'm saying. We'll get back to it, you know what I'm saying, next Monday night. We'll take care of everything, make sure everything is fixed up and ready for tomorrow night's episode of the Black Caucus. So we're going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, end this show with this. We're going to go ahead and make our picks, though. My pick for the college football playoffs is a repeat of the Florida State Seminoles and Jameis Winston. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. Yes, Florida State will be the national champions again. Brother Malik, pick your selection.
My selection is Alabama. Jamari Cooper, that Alabama defense, and Blake Sims will be too much for the rest of the field. So my pick is Alabama.
You heard it here first. Alabama and Ohio State. It is what it is. Let's get active. Ohio State versus Alabama is going to be New Year's Day, and the next day we'll be seeing Florida State versus Oregon. It's just Jesus will reign. Malik says it's roll damn time. I'm a rock. We out of here tonight. You know what I'm saying? We had to end it early. Thank you for all your support. We'll be back tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern with the Black Caucus, Re-Evolution Radio. Tune in and drop out. Peace.